I declaration for Andrea William, ANDREAWILLIAMS. Date of birth is 9/1/87. Date of accident is 5/13/2025. Once again, Andrea William, 9/1/87. Service date is 7/23/2025. The new patient visit. Chief complaints are pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, both hands, both feet, and headaches with dizziness, losing balance, blurred vision. History of the automobile accident is reported as follows. The patient was traveling at around 5 to 6 p.m. on 5/13/2025 as a restrained front seat passenger. She had driver who was the friend of her and other people, two kids in the back. The driver is okay, kids are okay. There are total four people in the car driving in a Buick 2012 LaCrosse near 6 Mile and Sinai Grace Hospital and Wyoming area. They were slowing down to intersection and they were going to 6 Mile to the light. Other car went through the red light and hit them into the back. They were rear-ended and then their car hit them back to the passenger side again. After the impact, they went to the police station. The ambulance didn't come, police didn't come to the scene. It was a hit and run accident. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbag did not deploy and they were not wearing seatbelt. The patient reported that damage, there are no pictures taken for the car which was damaged, and someone stole her phone anyway from at the time of accident. She was hit on the passenger side front. The fender was completely broken. Wheel was broken. Rear bumper was also broken. Trunk was broken, but the car was not total. It was drivable. Regarding the injuries, patient report, there was no fracture or laceration. There was a bruise on the right arm and right leg, which is healing up. She reported that at the impact, she flew across the seat she hit the steering wheel into the head, while she hit the driver also after hitting the steering wheel. But there was no direct trauma to chest, pelvic, or abdomen. No trauma to shoulder. No trauma to the knees or hips. History of presenting illness, patients reporting headaches which are reported to be 7 to 9. Affecting the both temples and the front of the head, severe and off and on, sensitive to the light. And there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI which are reported are dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, pain in the back, blurred vision. Denies any taste problem, smell problem, TNJ problem. Denies any loss of consciousness, vertigo. Denies any ringing in the ear. Denies any seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. Denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Patient report that after the accident, she went to the emergency room at Providence Hospital via a friend, where she was there for 12 hours. CT scan of the neck and back were done, were found to be positive. According to her, surgery was recommended to her neck. She has seen the spine doctor today, who recommended a neck surgery and or spinal cord stimulation at Novamed, but she declined. In addition, patient suffered from sleep disturbance, moderate anxiety, depression, panic, as well as difficulty walking, numbness, tingling, and weakness. Regarding the pain syndrome, please review the records. Patient has moderately severe pain to the tune of 10 to the neck, mid-back, lower back, radiating to right arm and left arm bilaterally up front and back, and also in both the legs, affecting all the toes and all the fingers. All the five fingers and on each side and five toes on each side are affected with numbness and tingling and pain off and on. But there is no pain in the knee, hips, chest, or any other area. She reports a pain in the shoulder area and across the back, upper back, at the level of 10. And some difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees of abduction, and it become painful. The pains are reported to be, they're described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, hot burning, aching, and heavy. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is sitting, bending, person by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by medication, rest, and physical therapy. Patient has had a chance to get some x-rays, CT scan, and blood test. She has been treated at NovaMed with 30 visits to the physical therapy and chiro, which has not helped her. She has seen a primary care physician 3 times. She has also went to Extension Hospital 3 times. Please review the records for system review, surgery, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment, legal and personal history, as well as the ADLs. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 221 over 148, pulse 80, pulse ox is 100. The height is 5'4", and the weight is 163, 37-year-old, black female, of a great average built and average built and nutrition. She's alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. Hydration is good. Patient appears to be in acute distress or pain, but not short of breath. Patient appears to be severely anxious, has a good attitude, demeanor. The walking is slightly antalgic. Dress and hygiene normal. Patient can walk without any pain. Rest of the exam come from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. In musculature examination, patient has a spasm of the trapezius muscle bilaterally, quadrilateral lumbar muscle spasm bilaterally, as well as paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5. SI joints are also found tender and bilaterally. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness is located at L4, L5, and bilateral SI joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 bilaterally with a few trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is noticed as follows. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify reports of the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign was positive. Just Lerman test is positive, and distraction test was positive. Toto Hall test was negative. Thoracic sign, in spine, Rooster slump test was found negative. In the lumbar spine, Burjansky-Kernick test was positive. Straight leg raising test positive at 20 degrees. PLR is positive bilaterally. And Breger test was positive. Kemp test was positive. Babinski sign was negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are found positive. Positively tender with positive distraction test, compression test, as well as the iliac compression test. Paper test, counseling tests are positive. The extremities examination is as follows. The patient has a severe pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 10 and the ability to lift the arm up to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Slight weakness is noticed in the motor power 4x5 with the grip being slightly poor. And the tenors and felon sign are positive. The circulation is intact, reflexes are intact, the motor, peripheral pulses are okay. There is no atrophy of thin or prominence. While on the left shoulder, also patient reports pain to be tune of 10. Oh, sorry. Let's go to the right shoulder. The Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. MTBL-CAN test is positive. T-test, near test was positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. On the left side, the patient can do up to 120 degrees of abduction without any pain. Passive motion is completely normal. No tender point, no muscle spasm are noticed, no crepitations. And distally, the felon sign, tenon sign is negative, while Hawking-Kennedy test, anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows for Andrea Williams. In general, V8 9.2 X60, R26.89, G8 9.21, R5 3.1, S09.9 XA, and 62.830. TNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, pain in the right shoulder M25.511, pain in the left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the right hand M79.641, pain in the left hand M79.642, carpal tunnel syndrome G56.01 for the left wrist. Spine diagnosis M54.250.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16. M54.42, S33.5XXA, SI joint M46.1, S33.5, M54.17. The plan of care is from the template, while treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue for the neck and for the lower back, both shoulders, with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie Peck program, and thermomodalities 3 times a week. Patient is ordered disability for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. Maps have been reviewed, and the patient is provided following medication, which is Tramadol 50 milligram, 3 times a day for 15 days, 45 tablets for pain relief. The patient is was provided Tylenol codeine for number 4 for 12 hours for 7 days first, and then Ultram was filled later. He's also provided with Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, allowable 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and sleep, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. The patient has had an MRI just yesterday, and they are here to be reviewed The shoulder MRI on the right side shows partial thickness tear of the distal attachment of supraspinatus tendon, grade 1 slab tear of the glenoid labrum, and mild AC joint degenerative changes without impingement. The cervical spine shows 4 mm disc herniation of C2-3, 6 mm herniation of C5-6, 4 mm disc herniation of C6-7. The MRI for the lumbar and thoracic spine are completely normal. There are some records from Nova Med that have been considered. Patient has been having some treatment there also. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plans, referral to psychiatry, all yes. Fitness club, yes. And then interventional pain procedure, patient is recommended that she will benefit from cervical epidural times 2 as well as right shoulder injection and possibly a right median nerve block times 2. Her MRI for the cervical spine and is positive, but thoracic and lumbar region is not. Surgical options, none are considered. Neuropsych, none for now. Patient will be ordered a PPI protocol, brain MRI, neuroquant at a later date if symptoms continue. Provision of attended care and caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records have been reviewed, and then no investigation is being ordered, except we are ordering a EMG and nerve conduction test for the left upper extremity. And the reason is the patient is having a constant numbness of the left upper arm, possibly related to the cervical spine. The DME patient has already have a DME for and has been ordered to use a back brace tense unit. Education is yes. And then follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.